course, the kitchen was always divided from the living room, I guess we'd call it. Mm-hmm. It had a door between them back then, but as far as one being separate from the main house, I never did. Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever seen a room that was right off from the kitchen that a woman might use for keeping her extra dishes or canned goods, things like that? Sounds a little bit like the, what was it, side room you were talking about? You said they kept
a lot of fruit and stuff in them a lot of times.
Preserves?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people talk about their pantry?
Hey, I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say talk about houses and loves. Edinburgh, is it?
Barnswala.
Mm-hmm. That seems a little close to Fulton. Right.
It's a lot like the Martin.
Uh-huh.
A little smaller.
You can fly around right close to you.
Yeah, they got nests.
Oh, is that it?
Oh,
right there.
Oh,
yeah. That's fun to watch them fly around
like
that.
They've done raised one crop. Started on their second.
Is that right? How
many did
they have at a time?
They had six last time, which is unusual. Usually have about four. Talking about the house, that room stuff, we used to always have one, I guess most places did, what they called a smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they kept their meat and stuff in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Be a kind of separate place out back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Most people call them storage rooms now.
Storage room? Uh-huh. Yeah, when I was in junior high school and high school, I worked in a meat packing plant at home during the summers, and they had a big smokehouse out back. I like to go down there. It smells good. All those hams and things, you know. Well, what about sometimes when a woman gets up early in the morning, she might move around the house and straighten this up or, you know, that kind of thing? What would you say she's doing when she does that every morning she gets up?
Straightening up something.
Mm-hmm. And when they straighten up, they might sweep the floors a little bit. What do you call the thing that they sweep with?
Broom.
Have you ever seen one that didn't have the wooden handle like they had now, but it was all made out of straw?
No. That's all I've heard of.
What about, say if I was looking for that broom and it was in a corner and the door was open so I couldn't see the broom and I was looking for it, you'd tell me, well, the broom's
in the corner.
Uh-huh. In other words, in relationship to the door, it's
in the corner.
What about when all the dirty clothes collect? Usually on one day, I don't know if it's still Monday or not, but the women would call themselves, they say they'd have to do their
washing on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's about every Monday job.
Uh-huh. You know, if there were particular chores that they did on certain days of the week, like the washing on Monday and something else on some other day?
Now, washing is the main one I remember.